Welcome to For Self-Examination. I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor, and today is Monday. And that means today is all about you. No matter where you are in the world, no matter what you are going through, I want you to know that it is okay, and that you are right where you are supposed to be. Take a deep breath. Relax and let the world slip away. Give yourself permission to make today all about you and let yourself be open to new inspirations. Okay, everybody, welcome back to For Self-Examination. And I am your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. And we are here with our very special co-host, Henry. And he's excited to be here. He is 5 months old. And very talkative today, apparently. So, lots to say. So before we really get into the episode, I want to say a very big thank you to Larry Barber for being available the last two episodes. We had a very, very exciting episode on grief. Definitely listening to Larry's expert advice, his professional counsel, but then also just his story was so amazing about how he went through a transformative grief journey when he lost his wife and his young daughter in a car accident. And then, of course, he wrote that amazing book, Love Never Dies. And if you haven't picked up a copy of that, you definitely should. We'll include that in the show notes for this episode as well. But unless you've been on an island with no TV or on the moon, then you are probably doing what I'm doing, which is self-quarantining in your house, staying away from as many people as you can because of this nasty thing called corona. So the coronavirus is here. It is everywhere. We've also referred to this as COVID-19. Thank you, Henry. So I know a lot of you are probably pretty afraid. There's probably a lot of anxiety. You know, this is an invisible virus. Thank you, Henry. Henry is not afraid. Yeah? He's very excited. Thanks, bud. So I'm sure this is very scary. We've never seen an event like this in our history, really. I mean, I guess you could look at the Black Plague as something. I don't want to say compare it to, because obviously people aren't dying like in that ordeal, but something this globally and this aggressive. So I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think we might just have to interview Henry about it because he's got a lot to say. It's okay, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of great information out there, and I just wanted to kind of take time and sort of dedicate this episode to that. And just kind of go over some factual stuff and some therapeutic stuff, and just kind of so we can all sort of work together. But before we get into everything, let's just take a quick listen to this. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your friends and family. Tell everyone. Put it on Twitter. We'd love it if you give us a 5-star rating and a review. We always love feedback. And then, of course, like and subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get yours. And as a reminder, Taylor Counseling Group is in the DFW area with offices from Dallas to Fort Worth and in Waxahachie as well. We are also now in the Houston and San Antonio areas as well. So if you or somebody you know might be interested in getting some counseling, feel free to give us a call, 214-530-0021. You can send us an email, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com, and you can look us up on the web at taylorcounselinggroup.com. You can find us on Twitter as well, at @TCG_Dallas. So if you need us, we're here, but if not, no worries. I just hope you enjoy the show. Okay, so my co-host Henry and I are back. For those of you that don't know, Henry is my four-month-old son, or excuse me, 5 months old now. He was also born on the day the tornado hit our office. So that was October 20th. That was his birthday. So he is now just a day past 5 months. And I kid you not, as soon as I mute the microphone or hit pause on recording, he just stops talking. And he has never, ever talked this much, ever. Ever. But he's just got a lot to say. Maybe he'll be a DJ when he grows up. We will see. Anyways, so the coronavirus pandemic. If you've been watching CNN, you probably have this big. This big sidebar with a running tally of global cases, which right now, at the time of this recording, is at 287,000 cases worldwide, just under 12,000 deaths globally, 21,000 cases here in the United States with 267 deaths. That is an information that will scare the bejeebas out of just about anybody. So if you are feeling afraid right now, if you are feeling anxious right now, that is totally okay. That's exactly where you should be. Even Henry agrees that it's okay to be afraid right now. I'm afraid. I have some anxiety about this for sure. It's going to impact me. It's going to impact Taylor Counseling Group. It's going to impact people I know and love. But we're going to get through it. Because courage is not the absence of fear, but it's the presence of fear. It's being afraid, but choosing to act anyways. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep moving forward. And we are going to get through this. Yes, it's going to be a very rough time. Yeah, we're going to have a challenge. And yeah, there's going to be a recovery process. Just like a fire or a tornado or a hurricane or any other disaster, there is going to be a struggle. But we will survive. There will be relief. There will be assistance. There will be help. And we will win. We will win the day. We will survive. But one of the things I've always known and learned throughout my career is that fear is often combated by knowledge. Fear is usually the struggle to make sense of something we don't understand, and then fear is a natural byproduct of that. We typically fear things we don't understand. If you ever watch science fiction movies, we're always afraid of the alien race coming in because we don't understand the technology, or any event involving a xenophobia throughout our country's history or our civilization's history has always been because we find the other culture confusing and we don't understand their culture and their way of life. So we fear it, and we become afraid of it. So let's get into this. Let's know some stuff. So maybe you're a little bit of a nerd like me, and you like the nerdy side of it. Maybe not. And I'm just going to give you some terms that kind of help you out. So again, I want to preface this with the fact that I am a psychotherapist. Henry is just a baby, so he doesn't have any qualifications at all. So ignore anything he says. But I am a licensed professional counselor. I am not a medical doctor. I have a PhD. Yes, Henry, I have a PhD. He doesn't believe me. Yeah, I got the sheet of paper. I have my PhD, my doctorate in counseling education, you know, to help teach counselors how to become counselors. Henry is just in baby school learning how to be a baby. Looks like maybe a tired baby from his eyes. So again, I am not a medical doctor. I am not a lawyer. I am not an accountant. I cannot give you any advice on these things. So please do not take anything I say as medical advice or legal advice or financial advice. I'm just giving you some tips, some techniques, stats that I'm going to share all this stuff in the show notes as well with sources from the World Health Organization and CDC. My goal here is just to help cut through a lot of the noise and just give you a sense of clarity, hopefully a sense of peace and a sense of calm. So you don't have to feel like you're walking alone through all this. Henry's goal right now is to grab this red butterfly, and he is doing a pretty good job at it. So some education, some knowledge. The coronavirus is a standard virus. It's not really that special in the sense that it's anything super lethal, right? It is compared a lot to the flu. It is definitely a lot more volatile than the flu. It spreads more aggressively than the flu. But in general, it's not this extremely deadly thing. Essentially, the way it works is it gets into your epithelial cells, and these are the cells that typically line our lungs and other organs. Those cells then get infected by the virus, and this virus essentially just kind of turns these cells into reproductive machines. So they just copy and assemble the virus over and over again until that cell is at critical mass, and then it basically just sort of self-destructs. At that point, it then spreads to the surrounding cells. This happens a significant amount of time. The immune system comes in to fight the disease. It can easily get confused between friendly and not friendly and aggressive cells. And then also parts of the virus can, in fact, invade the immune cells. The immune system cells and kind of turn those against it, so it turns into this confusing battlefield of cells. Imagine you know, a battle going on and both soldiers in the same uniforms, you know. So it can get a little confusing. In the vast majority of cases, the immune system wins out. Minimal or no lasting long-term issues. And the immune system cleans it out over time. You have a really, really nasty week. You feel really bad for a while, and then you go on your day. In a few critical cases, yes, it can in fact lead to death. And that's, I think, obviously what has everybody so concerned is they don't want to die and they don't want to. They don't want a loved one to die because of the virus, which is, you know, a very legitimate concern. In this case, it is a very small percentage, but if a lot of people get it, a small percentage is a lot of people. So we definitely want to do the best we can to contain the virus. You know, the term that you'll hear a lot in the news is flatten the curve. You know, to make it longer instead of a V-shaped curve, we want a nice fat U curve. And there are a lot of reasons for that. One of the big reasons, obviously, is our healthcare system. Our healthcare system, and especially in the U.S., typically runs at 85, 90, 95% capacity. on a Tuesday, you know, on just a normal day. And if we overload those systems with a viral outbreak, like a pandemic like this, they very quickly get taxed, and there's nowhere to put clients, patients. And there's not enough healthcare workers to treat them all at once. So if we do the best we can to flatten the curve, fewer people might get sick, fewer people will die, but really it's going to allow for just better care for us all, because it's going to elongate the process so that our healthcare system doesn't get overloaded. So that's kind of a little bit of knowledge for you. I don't know if that really helps you or not, but basically that's how it works. That's the process. Coronavirus has spread very quickly. Obviously, as you can tell, it's highly contagious. We get it from usually droplets, so coughing or sneezing into the air or onto your hand, touching an object. CDC is estimating that the virus can live on a stainless steel object for up to 2 to 3 days. Be aware of that. People cough in their hand, they touch a stainless steel object, and then you come along the next day, you touch it, and then you touch your face. And then that kind of gets the virus into your body, and then into your lungs, liver, other organs, where it can do some serious damage, right? So what do we do? Now that we know all this fun stuff, what do we do? Well, there's a lot that we can do. First off, know the symptoms. You know, CDC has a whole list of symptoms of the coronavirus for you. Obviously, if you're in the U.S., if you're in an area that doesn't have a large outbreak, if you know somebody that's been outside of the U.S., or has traveled to an area like New York or California, maybe now's the time to avoid that person as much as you can physically. And what you're really looking for is fever, cough, shortness of breath, right? They got a fever. If we got a cough, if we've got a shortness of breath, meaning you're having difficulty breathing because that virus likes to live in the lungs, right? So be aware of that. If you know anybody that's exhibiting those signs, be sure to help them get medical attention. Also, be sure to take the appropriate precautions if you have to interact with that person, if they live in your house, or are a close family member. Do what you can. If they're just a friend or somebody you know, please be sure to stay at least 6 feet away from them, so that you don't also get sick. If you happen to have these symptoms, you're probably not going to get tested unless it's a life-threatening disorder, or unless you're at life-threatening symptoms. And this is because there just aren't enough tests to go around. So right now, doctors only want to test people that have that are exhibiting signs of critical issues, meaning that they're headed more towards death, not towards just a bad recovery process. So if they're refusing to test you, that's probably a really good thing. It means that you're not going to die. Now that being said, if they do test you, don't panic. That doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means that they want to make sure this is coronavirus. If you are exhibiting those symptoms, CDC is recommending that you stay home, other than to get medical care. Separate yourself from other people in your home. This is known as in-home isolation, meaning that if you live in a family environment, if you have a master bedroom or a guest room and you can separate yourself from those people as to not get them sick, that would be a great thing to do. And they got a whole list of ways to look more into that. You definitely want to wash your hands regularly and limit contacts with pets and animals in your home. You do want to wear a face mask if you're sick. If you're not sick, you should not be wearing a mask. CDC is asking that you don't buy masks The medical facilities need those. The doctors need those. The nurses need those. Sick people need them because it's going to be really effective to stop a sick person from spreading those droplets, right? A mask is not super effective if you're not sick because you're still going to touch your face. You're still going to get it on you. You know, washing your hands is the most effective procedure if you're not sick, right? So if you are sick, wear a mask, cover your coughs and sneezes, and then clean and wash your hands often. Please do not share items with other people if you're sick, and make sure to clean all quote-unquote high-touch surfaces, anything that you would touch regularly, and then monitor your symptoms pretty much every day, you know? Check to see how you're doing. Make sure you're doing okay, right? So if you're not sick, you definitely want to continue to wash your hands. The way I like to explain it is wash your hands like you just ate something super spicy and you want to touch your face. So like you just had your hands in this super spicy dish of jalapenos or like some really serious hot sauce on your wings, and now you got an itch on your nose or on your eyelid or something, and you really want to scratch that. So you want to wash your hands intensely. You want to wash them hot water. You want to get soap. You know, you want to wash them for at least 20 seconds and make sure you're paying attention there. Practice social distancing. I know it can seem a little silly. I know it can seem unnecessary. You're like, oh, well, my friend's not sick or whoever's not sick. The issue with this virus is that it can be a little sneaky. A lot of people to this virus are either going to be immune or going to be asymptomatic, meaning that their immune systems were just strong enough to fight off the virus before it had any serious damage into that lung wall. So remember that just because somebody is healthy and looks like they're feeling great doesn't actually mean that they're virus free. You know, they could be asymptomatic. You know, they could be in like day six of asymptomatic, having the virus, and they can be highly contagious at that point. Just be sure to distance yourself from others. If you do have to interact with others, wash your hands before and after. Try to avoid any other unnecessary contact. Try not to touch your face while you're around them. If you have to go to the grocery store, you know, wipe down your cart. Try not to touch things in the store unnecessarily. If you're one of those people that loves to pick up the milk carton and turn around and look at the back and make sure that you know, that's got the ingredients you want, maybe now's not the time for that. Just grab and go. You know, if you're one of those people that likes to touch every avocado, please don't. Just grab an avocado and go. You know, same thing with eggs. Just grab your eggs and go. You know, grab and go, right? And then wash your hands and wash your food before you eat it, right? So all very simple things we can do. And then, of course, just reduce unnecessary travel. If you need to travel for work, if you still need to go to work, at this point, some states, California, Connecticut, New York, and Illinois, are ordering citizens to stay home, for non-essential workforce. So please follow those. If you're in any other state, follow what your state's telling you to do, what your city's asking you to do. But if they're not requiring any type of quarantine, it's still, and they're telling you it's okay to go to work, and your work's allowing you to come in, and they're not asking you to stay home, then that's okay. Just make sure that you're not interacting with people unnecessarily. If you need to travel for work, if you need to get on an airplane, that's still okay. Just be aware, be careful, wear gloves, you know, if you can, keep your distance from other people, be polite, be nice, but you know, let's just keep that distance the best we can. If you don't absolutely need to travel, now is a great time to just chill at home, relax, and to kind of help you frame it, you can do some wonderful things if you're at home at this time period, like do a podcast, like me. Obviously, Mr. Henry is now finally taking his nap. He was refusing to nap earlier, but he is napping, and I'm podcasting, which is great. Maybe you have no interest in doing podcasts, so that's fine too. Maybe you just want to listen to more, and now's a great time to catch up on them. Obviously, catch up on your Netflix shows, HBO. If you haven't watched Game of Thrones, maybe check that out. I don't know. Now's a great time to be like, oh, I never have time to watch the show. Maybe now you do. Get on Headspace. I love the Headspace app. I use it. It's phenomenal. If you start to feel anxious or worried or stressed, that is an amazing app that can really help you get the best out of just being home. And just because you're stuck at home doesn't mean you still can't be healthy. This is not an excuse to give up on your New Year's resolutions. I know a lot of you are going to want to do that. A lot of people, I know Domino's and Papa John's stocks were at like an all-time high because, and they're each hiring 10,000 more drivers because they're overloaded with pizza deliveries right now. So it's super easy to do that. And yeah, sure, splurge, watch some movies, eat some pizza, you know, do what you got to do. But still continue to work out and generally eat right when you're able to. Stick to your diet, stick to your eating plan. Get creative, you know, experiment. I'm thinking about maybe making my own peanut butter this week. I've never done it before. I got a little store that's like a quick, you know, little 10-minute walk from my house. I can pretty much not interact with anybody. I can grab a bunch of nuts. I can come home and I can spend the afternoon making peanut butter. I don't know, we'll see. So, you know, if there's an old hobby that you wanted to get into in a while or something you just haven't done for a while and you just feel out of place, now's a great time to get on that, do that. And then, of course, also catch up on old projects and organize. Have you been meaning to organize your garage for a while? Is your attic overflowing? Most cities, gas, you know, I think pretty much all cities, garbage is still being collected. So I don't see why you can't get into the attic or into the garage and get that stuff organized, you know? So let's talk about some do nots. Please do not overreact. You know, now is not a time to overreact. No, we're not all going to die. This is not the end of the world as we know it. This is not going to crash our society or our stock market. This is not going to crash our hospital system or our financial system. It's going to be a rough couple months. You know, we're going to be dealing with this for, you know, a year from now, 18 months from now, until a immunity shot is developed. You know, we're just going to be dealing with it for a long time. But that's okay. Cause we'll get over it as a society. We'll be better for it and we will move forward. So no need to overreact. I saw, an interview the other day, with Governor Cuomo in New York, where he was going to the food storage centers, the distribution centers, with cameras, with the news, and he was just saying, see, here's all the food. We have the food. It's not, there's no food shortage. We have plenty of food. We have food for everybody. We just have a logistics issue because everybody's going to the store today to buy it all at the same time. So it's just a supply chain issue. We're going to get it to you. Don't worry about it. It'll be restocked. You go to the store on Tuesday, they're out of paper towels. You come on Thursday, they'll have paper towels. Don't buy too much. Don't hoard. Please do not hoard. There's no need to go to the store and buy 2 months' supply of bottled water. Water's still going to run. There's nothing wrong with our water system. There's nothing wrong with our power grid. You know, a friend of mine started freaking out the other day because they lost power in Grapevine. And I was saying, hey, I looked on the City of Grapevine's Twitter feed and they said, hey, sorry, blown transformer, you know, business as usual over here. We'll get that back up in a few hours. And they thought for some reason it was like coronavirus related. And I'm like, no, come on. There's still normal things that are going to happen. People are still going to get into car wrecks. Fires are still going to happen. People are still going to go into to delivery and with babies, you know. People are still going to get sick from other things. People are still going to fall and break their legs. People are still going to have issues, right? Power is going to go out from time to time. That's okay. Don't worry. This is not a hurricane where the entire city is destroyed. You know, this is not an earthquake, you know, that leaves the state in ruins. This is just a viral outbreak. We need to take it seriously. You know, we need to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. But we don't need to overreact. We don't need to hoard. Food's going to be there. You know, buy enough for the week. If you, you know, don't want to go outside, buy enough for a week. Hunker down. When you run out of food, go back, buy more. Get your food delivered if you want. Almost everything's offering a delivery service. You know, we're trying new restaurants around town that we normally don't try, just having them delivered by Favor or Uber Eats or Grubhub, right? So they're all great. That's all available. Support your local restaurants because I know they're hurting a lot. If you're in the state of Texas, the governor did lift the ban on alcohol delivery. So you are now able to order some booze from your favorite restaurant. So yay. And they'll bring it to you and deliver it. So how cool is that? So I definitely want to try that. Not that I need to, I'm sure I have plenty of alcohol, but all the same, it just seems exciting. Like, hey, I can say I ordered alcohol. Obviously only do that if you're under 21. So that being said, please do not ignore what's going on. You know, please don't add to the problem by not taking it serious. Please do not add to the problem by going to the beach in Florida, you know. Please do not add to the problem by doing things you don't need to do. Yeah, flights are super cheap right now. Yeah, the airlines are hurting right now. But that doesn't mean that you should just hop on a plane and take a vacation because you feel like it, you know. If you are in an area that's looking like it might lock down or has a lot of cases going on and you don't want to be there, then get out. Go to your parents, go to your friends, whatever. Just find a place for you that feels comfortable for you in the event that you need to isolate for a month, right? So please do not ignore what's going on. And I'm not a financial advisor, but don't go crazy with the stock market. Yes, stocks are down. Very aggressively down. And yeah, now's a great time to buy into some cash-rich companies. But don't try to be a day trader here and think you're going to walk out of this making a ton of money. It can get a lot worse than it is. It might get a lot better. It might take a long time. Don't make risky investments. You know, if you've got a portfolio you want to take advantage of, then that's great. Do that. Take advantage of it. Otherwise, now is not the time to get super aggressive with that. So look, I hope all that's helped. I feel like, you know, right now there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of misinformation out there. So I hope that you're safe. I hope that you're in a safe place. I hope that you're with friends and family and that you are loved and that you have the ability to love others during this hard time. Taylor Counseling Group is here for anyone that needs services in the state of Texas. We are doing telehealth services. Insurance has been wonderful. A lot of your insurance carriers are now covering telehealth 100% during this time period. So if you need help, we're here for you. We're happy to help. Tell us how we can help. Call, email 214-530-0021, info@taylorcounselinggroup.com. We'll do whatever we can to help. And that's it for the show. Thanks so much for coming by, lending us your ears. Just remember, no matter how dark and difficult it gets, You'll never walk alone. You are not alone during this time. And you're right where you're supposed to be. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be worried, anxious. And it's okay to physically be alone. But that doesn't mean that you are alone. A new Mumford & Sons song came out just the other day, titled You'll Never Walk Alone. Please download it. Listen to it. An amazing song for anybody going through a tough time. We're here for you. You are loved. There is gratitude in the world. There is charity. There is courage and faith. You are not alone. This is for self-examination. And I'm your host, Dr. Christopher Taylor. And remember, you're right where you're supposed to be.